Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Kalim Perik Zayin Mishnah Hey. What is the din if Nital Echad Mehen? One of the three feet of the Kira, again, we're learning according to the Pshat that Pitputa means feet, one of them fell off. But the Kira could still manage on two. Started with three, now there are two. You can still put a pot on it. It'll wobble a little bit. So in a way, it's like the oven was destroyed. The Torah says netitza, that's what makes it a broken oven. But it's not totally netitza, because the mice, you can still use it. So the din would be metame b'maga, v'ena metame b'avir. If a dead sheretz touches it, it would become tame, but if it just dangles in its ear space, it would not. In other words, so we know what this means. It means that it's only tame midrabanan. Like we have explained, often when something is only tame midrabanan, Chazal restricted the tumah to remind us that it's only midrabanan. And therefore they said there's only tumah through touching, not if it's dangling in its ear space. And of course, why is it important to know it's only midrabanan? Because if it touches truma and kachim, you can't use it. But on the other hand, you can't burn that truma of a kachim, being that it's not tamim in a Torah. And if it's not tamim in a Torah, you're not allowed to burn it. Reb Shimon Metayer. Reb Shimon says, whether the truma touches it, whether it comes into the airspace, it's tar. Reb Shimon says, why is it not metame ba'avir? Because in a Torah it's not tamim. So it's not metame ba'maga also. Chazal would not go ezer tumah on this. Zakta, but the Mishnah weiter, if lechatchila asa shnayim, whoever designed this kira designed it to stand on two legs, and the way you can do it is by making the legs wider. Think about it, the kira is round. So if the legs are like wider or longer, however you want to view it, you could design it that way, it should stand on two legs. There are tables that stand on like two legs, if the legs are very wide on each side. So Memela Zakta Mishnah, if lechatchila asa, the craftsman who designed this kira did so shnayim, by making two legs zeh keneged zeh, one opposite the other one. So even though it has two legs, this is a regular kira. And therefore, metame b'mago ba'avir, divir Remeir zehalt Remeir. There's no gzeres hakasiv, says Remeir, it has to be three legs, because that's the common amount that they would put under a kira. But if you came up with a chap that it stands very good on two, fine. Look, we had two stones before. And you put a pot on top, that was called a kira. As a altar mayor. But Reb Shimon Metayer, Reb Shimon says, being that the derech for a kira is to put three legs, that you came up with a chap to do it with two, that's very nice. But it's still not called a kira. Viter zakta mishna hoy, if these legs were gevoyin mishalish etzbois. They were high legs, higher than three widths of a finger. Zakta mishna. Now we have to be careful how we touch the words over here. Mishalosh ulamatan, the chelik of the leg that's within three etzbois, three finger widths near the kira, that's considered like the kira. And memelo metame b'mago ba'avir, that part is metame b'mago ba'avir. However, the chelik that is mishalosh ulamatan, from three fingers and higher, and what that means is the chelik that is further away from the kira, that part is only considered part of the kira midrabanan, and therefore they are metamin just bimaga, just through touching, but ve'ena metamin ba'aver, not through the ear space. The Reb Meir, they held Reb Meir. You ever heard of splitting the hair? Reb Meir splits the leg. Reb Meir says the part three etzbois that's near the kira is considered part of the kira. Well, there's tuma both bimago ba'avir, and the part further away from the kira after the three etzbois is only midrabanan, and therefore it's mekabel tuma just b'maga. Reb Shimon Metayer? Reb Shimon says that extra, in other words, past three etzbois from the kira, is bechlal not part of the kira, and it's not mekabel tuma at all. Zakta Elga Mishnah Vayter. Hoya meshuchim in asafa. These piputim, these little legs, aren't directly underneath the kira, but they stand around the kira. So how does it hold up the kira? Well, there's a little pole or a bar that goes from the kira to the leg. This bar that goes sideways is connected on one side to the kira, and on the other side it has the leg underneath it. So again, hayemeshuchem min hasafa, the pitputim, these little feet, they're not mamish under the kira, but they're schlepped away. Safa means like the edge. Svasaya means like the edge of the sea. So what is the din? The din is a betach shalosh etzbois. The parts of the feet that are within shalosh etzbois, within three finger widths of the kira, the edge of the kira, mitame b'mago be'avir. But chutz mishalosh etzba'is, if this bar, the sideways bar, is longer, and the mela, the legs or part of the legs, are further than 3 fingers, from the svas kira, from the edge of the kira, mitamim, they would become tame b'mago if there was direct contact. But they ain't mitamim be'avir, but not through airspace. Part of the kira is really only what's within 3 etzbois of the kira. These pitutim that are further out really shouldn't be tummy at all minatayda, but the rabbanon put a tumma on it. And memela, they said just maga not avir devi Reb Meir zehalt Reb Meir, and here too Rabbi Shimon mitayer. Rabbi Shimon says more than the width of 3 fingers away from the edge of the kira. One word tahar. Chazal were not geyser tumma on this at all. Now in the next mission we're going to see how we measure this. But first, chazing over our Mishnah. We have 4 cases in our Mishnah where Reb Meir says it's either completely tummy or half tummy, and Reb Shimon says tahar. Case number 1. Out of the 3 pitputim, 3 legs, at the bottom of the kira, 1 popped off. But it wobbles, so you can still use it. Zak Reb Meir, it's tummy midrabanan, that's why it's metaba b'maga, not ba'avi. Reb Shimon says it is completely tahar. Case number 2. Lechatchila was designed this way to have only 2 legs. 2 longer legs that curve around the kira opposite each other. The kira stands very firmly. Reb Meir says it's metamba b'maga uba avir. It's a regular kira. Reb Shimon says, even though it stands firmly, but the din of pitputim is only with the standard kind of kira that has 3, not 2 legs. Even 2 legs that are designed to work perfectly. Case number 3. If the pitputim, these little legs, are higher than 3 etzbois, so the din is the chelek of the pitputim that is within 3 etzbois near the kira are considered like the kira, the metamba b'mago b'avir, but the chelek that is further away from the kira, according to Reb Meir's metamba b'maga but not b'avir, according to Reb Shimon is completely tar. And case number 4 was where the pitputim are pulled away from the edge. There's like a horizontal bar and they're underneath these bars. So the legs aren't directly underneath the kira. So the legs that are within 3 etzbois of the kira in the width are metamba b'mago b'avir. But the legs that are further out than 3 etzbois, Reb Meir says b'maga but not b'avir, and here too Reb Shimon says completely tahar. I want to remind you all along that the Rambam holds that pitputim are things that are on top of the kira, not on the bottom. So if you want to look at the Mefarshim and see how the Rambam learns all these Mishnayos, I'm sure that would be very interesting, but we're going to go further.